A small note from our times. I found myself standing in a crowd of another 100 people in my shorts one morning this week when my gym was emptied by a bomb threat. I trust I'm not giving away any security secrets when I note how easy it is for a crank to do that these days. A short phone call blurting out a single telling word like bomb can put all the inhabitants of a major office building, hotel, shopping mall, gym, and apartment complex into the street. Swiss and German financiers wearing heavy gold cufflinks are suddenly standing next to Ethiopian-born cab drivers who are clutching their cash in a cigar box under their arms. The money brokers ask the cabbies what's going on. One Italian banker had to leave the gym swathed only in towels. I wondered where she managed to slip in her cigarettes, gold lighter, and cell phone. She smoked and left voicemail messages for the people in her office. "I'm naked on the street. See you later." I was caught in tattered shorts and a T-shirt, with the sleeves torn out, no money, no credit, insurance, or Starbucks card. I briefly wondered how I might be identified if something tragic happened, and realized that my wife would ask the police, "Excuse me, but did you find anyone wearing a Cubs cap?" There's a man who sleeps on 25th Street named Timothy. Sometimes we bring him pizza slices and lemon soda. Timothy says he's a member of the British royal family. During the bomb threat the other day, he was stretched out under a packing cloth to sleep underneath the streetlights. He sat up when he heard the sirens and commotion. "Hey," said Tim when he saw the crowd, "is this a party for me?" I also saw Mr. and Mrs. Kim, who run a dry cleaning store. Months go by, and all we say to the Kims are, "Hi, thanks, leaving this, Friday's fine, see you later." But this morning, Mr. Kim told me they've just sold their store because he has to take care of his older brother. "My mother died when we were children in Korea," he said. "My brother took care of me and moved us here, so now I take care of him." I regretted that such good-hearted people have been a part of our everyday world, and we hadn't gotten to know them. Some more people began to talk to Timothy and listen to him. He's careful about his appearance and actually looked neater than those of us in bathrobes and sweat clothes. Tim spoke authoritatively about what time streetlights snap off, where the local firehouse is, and where policemen get coffee. People who might ordinarily walk past him now nodded while he spoke. I like to think that in truly great cities, everyone eventually gets a chance to be heard.
It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some